can I just say congratulations?
Thank you.
Is it sinking in?
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, no. That was the answer.
Not one bit.
No, it's just been a bit surreal, you know, since, and kind of doing all the stuff that I've done since then as well, like kind of morning TV programmes that I'd normally be watching, do you know what I mean? And then being on them and yeah, meeting Lorraine Kelly and crazy stuff like that. Yeah.
You're pinching yourself every time.
Yeah, every day. Every day I'm having to pinch myself so far.
Oh, you looked so nervous on that stage. Did you think that your name would get called out?
No, not at all. Honestly, not at all. It was strange, you know, because I thought that obviously with Fleur's performance of that Uptown Funk, you know, you just thought it took the roof off last time she'd done it. So yeah, I was nervous. You don't know. You just didn't know. You couldn't call it.
But then really you could have called it. Like from week four, you were topping the vote. So
yeah.
How does that feel?
That's crazy. Do you know what I mean? The support I've had throughout the competition has been unbelievable anyway, but to kind of look back at the voting stats and something that we didn't know during the competition, you know, yeah, that's blown my mind, man. That's really, really nice for people to kind of get behind me.
Definitely. The public are really supporting
they
you.
They are, yeah, and I love them for it. I love them for it.
So, first single is out. So yeah. People keeping you updated all the time. You know, Christmas number one, that's a massive thing.
Yeah, it's potentially Christmas number one. But
on track.
Yeah, but just getting to release a single, you know, that's my Christmas. That's my Christmas present. So it's been great.
Do you feel like, we all said when we heard the single, we're like, oh, that sounds like a Ben single.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So you must feel quite like nice that's a song that really sort of suits you
yeah.
and your style.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the guys, OneRepublic and Ryan Ted, obviously the writer of the tune, you know, writes amazing stuff. And it's really, really nice that I get to sing one of their songs. And that's exactly the sort of stuff that I want to be releasing. You know, it's right down my street, really.
So I was going to say, what's 2015 going to be like for you then? Do you know, are people sort of telling you you're going to be doing this, and this? Or is
it's not too planned out. Obviously, we've got the tour, the X Factor tour coming up, so get your tickets for that one. But yeah, at the beginning of the year, I think January and stuff, I want to kind of get into the studio and start talks about the album and what kind of sound we're going to go for and everything else, really. So it's going to be a busy start to the year for definite.
Yeah, crazy. Are you going to get a little bit break next week?
Yeah,
get some time off?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I get to go in for Christmas and see friends and family, so it's nice just to unwind for a few days. But obviously, you know, I want to be busy, I want to be working, so it'd be nice to have a few days off but then really get back into it in the new year.
So what's your Christmas like? What will you be up to?
Just chilling out. Honestly, just chilling out, watching some rubbish TV, watching the Queen's speech, and you know, just eating some food.
Proper classic. I think everyone seems to want you to get down on one knee this Christmas New Year, though,
yeah,
don't they? Do you
yeah.
feel a bit of pressure from like the
just
media?
Just a little bit. Like, yeah, everyone seems to be going for it, but you know, I've got a lot going on this year, and I'm just privileged to be in the place I'm in at the moment. So,
we're not going to see a magazine spread of you on a wedding day.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's not for me.
Oh, bless you. But it does. It seems to be like Monday. Like everywhere, you sort of type in your name. You're like, Ben nearly proposes and you're asked for a cup of coffee.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a bit of pressure on morning TV. But, you know, now again, it's just, you know, as I say, I've got so many things on at the moment, obviously with a single coming out and stuff like that and the tour coming up. So it's going to be a busy, busy year for me at the moment.
How does your girlfriend find all that? Is she a bit like, oh, come on, can you just give it a break? I didn't sign up for a reality TV show.
No, not at all. She's just dealt with it in her stride. She's been amazing. She's been absolutely amazing. And, yeah, I mean, she, you know, anything that they throw at her, she's just dealing with. So she's been great.
Oh, well, bless her. Ollie Mers, you know, he's actually just given you a lot of praise.
No way.
Yeah, he just said, you know, genuinely top guy, so pleased for him, totally deserved it, and really wants to know what you're going to be doing, like wants to listen to your music. Is that
oh,
real nice?
Oh, wow, man. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, for Ollie Mers, obviously, I mean, he's, you know, he's an artist in his own right now, and he's done amazing, and he performed actually on the show on the weekend. So it's, it's effortless what he does. He makes it look so easy, but... yeah, that's incredible, man. Thanks, Ollie. Thanks so much.
Aww. And a nice sort of another X Factor success story. It's always good to have those, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sort of someone else from within the family.
Yeah, it's just sort of trailblazing. He's out there taking over the world at the moment, so he's doing brilliantly. So, yeah, that's crazy. I really appreciate that.
Does it sort of feel a bit like that? You know, because you get all these other X Factor contestants coming back and performing on those shows. You kind of think, oh, that could be me in a few years.
Yeah, it's definitely inspiring, you know, to see people like Ollie and to see people like 1D and Ella coming back and Sam Bailey. Or, you know, the list could go on, really. But to see all those people coming back and after they've had these amazing careers, you know, you do think like they were in our position and look what they're doing now. So it's an inspiring thing.
Okay, let's talk Sunday. What mm-hmm. are you going to be doing all day? Do you think you'll be up at like the crack of dawn?
I'm not overly sure what we're doing Sunday, but yeah, I'm sure it'll be a busy one. I'm sure it'll actually be a busy one.
Just waiting to hear if you're number one though.
Yeah, totally. Like it's going to be, I think I won't get much sleep Saturday night for sure. So I'm going to have everything crossed, but it'd be amazing. It'd be a dream come true to have a Christmas number one.
You seem so sort of calm and cool about it. I think I'd be like totally kind of like on edge all week.
Do you know what? I just feel so privileged to be in the place that I'm in, like, and I've had such an amazing experience, and as I said, I think I'm still in a bit of shock, you know. So yeah, I do feel really calm, but I'm living a dream of mine. Do you know what I mean? So I feel really, really over the moon.
Have you heard yourself on the radio yet? Like the actual song?
I haven't. No, I haven't yet. But I think that's another thing that's just gonna. You know what I mean? I think I'm gonna need to sit down a lot and just, you know, yeah, just stare at walls and just think, what have I done with my life? Like it's crazy. But yeah, I haven't heard it yet.
See, that's I feel like that must be one of the most exciting moments. Whenever you see people sort of like sat in a car, like, oh my God, I'm on the radio.
Yeah, I've heard it. A lot of my friends have sort of texted me and stuff and said, you know, like, you just came on the radio. And it's like, they can't believe it either. So
how are they adjusting to it? It must be kind of a strange experience for them as well to be like, yeah. Oh my God, my friend who was just like down the pub with me is now like everyone knows who he is.
Yeah, it's weird for everyone involved, you know. But as I say, everyone's so proud. And I think they just, you know, they know how hard I've been working to try and get into the industry for a long time. So I think they're just really, really proud of me.
Bless them. Do you get approached in the street a lot now?
Now and then, yeah. There's been a few people coming up to me, but I love it. Do you know what I mean? Without sort of the people out there supporting me, I wouldn't be anywhere. I definitely wouldn't have got this far in this competition. And I kind of owe it all to them. So yeah, I can't thank people enough for their support.
Oh, it's nice, isn't it?
It's lovely.
Are you on an adrenaline high, do you think? Do you think it's going to be a time where you suddenly go, oh my God, right, yeah. Hold on, what's all just happened to me?
Yeah, I think so. I think this week particularly, you know, kind of after the show and after winning it, like it's been crazy. And I think, yeah, I'm just running on adrenaline for the moment. I think it's that time when you get to sit down with your family and just take a step back from it for a little bit that it's all going to kind of sink in. And then, then I'll tell you how I feel. But at the moment, I just feel on top of the world.
And you guys, I think you had, did you have a bit of the X Factor rap party last night?
Yes, we did, yeah.
Yeah, you're in surprisingly good form.
Yeah, well, I'm running partly on adrenaline and partly on a Jaeger, I think. It was
actually still drunk.
Yeah, I am, absolutely. You know, it was good. It was a good night. You know, it's nice to kind of see everybody there. And obviously there's a team on the X Factor that works so hard, like everybody there. And like particularly the music team as well. Those guys, you know, really put the hours in. So, it's an incredible show to be part of. And just to see all those guys and say thank you really was what I wanted to do.
What about the other contestants? You know, because I imagine it must be hard. You live together, you get so close.
Yeah.
You know, are they supportive? I'm guessing they are.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Is it hard for them, do you think? I don't know.
I don't think so. I think, you know, we really got on with each other. Like, I got on with everybody in the house and made some really, really good friends there. And there's a lot of talent that came off of that competition that I think, you know, you're gonna hear a lot from a lot of people that were on it. So I think everybody's just kind of excited for themselves, and they're all doing stuff. They're all out there doing gigs and doing other stuff. So I think, you know, they're just really happy. They're really happy for me.
Do you think you'll stay in touch? You'll always have that sort of like bond.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, when you go through something like that, you know, it's kind of, you can only really relate it to people that have been through the same experience. So it's great that we can all sort of sit down and talk about our experience together. So yeah, definitely. I think I've made friends for life there.
What about Simon Cowell?
Yeah, he's I hope he's a friend for life. He's a great, great bloke. And, you know, to work with him has been an amazing experience. And he's just so genuine and so lovely. So, yeah, I'm really excited about, you know, kind of getting back and working with him in the new year.
Because I always feel like he might be terrifying. Am I just totally wrong there?
No, I think you're one of, and, you know, I think that's probably what a lot of people would have thought. And you do get that from him sometimes when you see him on the TV. He's this big, scary persona. But meeting him, you know, he's not. He is, well, obviously, he's a scary, you know, he's a powerful man. And, but yeah, he's just been lovely. He's just been a really, really, he's been an absolute joy to work with. And, you know, for the years of experience that he has and the advice he's given and everything else, you know, it's priceless. So I can't thank him enough for all that.
Did you feel quite lucky when you knew that he was your mentor?
Yeah, a bit more than lucky. Yeah, I felt, yeah, that was amazing. You know, he's the guy that you kind of want to work with from that show. So yeah, it's amazing.
Probably the best friend to have in the industry, isn't
he? Yeah, definitely.